local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yes, hour number two.
Oh, yes it is.
This is a fan favorite hour. At least that's what I'm going to tell you, and I hope you believe it. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable, unless I lie to you like I just did then. Austin Price here in the studio with Chris Bryan alongside me. Chris, how are you, man?
Absolutely. This guy next to me here has been angsting and beating himself up here. I forgot to give my all the games coming. I'm tired.
Yes, I did.
Your show is on the road. Here we go.
Yes. No, we were talking last hour about college football, and I did have a point to make, and it was, we've got games on tonight for you. And then, of course, it's so easy for me to just go down a rabbit hole. And actually, Chris, I just now noticed this, so I'm glad you brought it up to my attention. We actually do have one of those games now underway on the CBS Sports Network. First game of the night, Army and Lehigh. I don't know how close of a game that's going to be. But with 11 minutes to go in the first quarter, Army has the ball and is tied 0-0. As I said, that's going to
be on
CBS Sports Network.
I'm sure David Wayne's happy about that.
Is he an Army guy?
He's an Army vet.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I learned it the other day myself.
Well, thank you for your service, David.
That's what I said to him.
Exactly. I never noticed.
I said that. He looked at me and said, oh, you're welcome.
I don't talk to him enough to learn that.
Hey, he's a pretty nice guy. Y'all get to know him.
Oh, no, David's great.
How long have you guys worked together? 3-4 years?
That's the thing. I've been doing this show for about a year now, better part of, and it's like I've done a handful of Pensacola Morning News appearances. Right. Yeah, so like I never talk to David, but he's always a peach when I'm around him.
And reminding our listeners, if you really want to hear a real good news guy, David Wayne in the mornings in Pensacola Morning News.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man, this guy's good. Check him out. 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
He sounds
yes.
like it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, he's up and at him. So thank you for that service as well, David. But no, as far as our college games, yes, so Army and Lehigh going on right now on CBS Sports Network. We also got Temple and Oklahoma on ESPN getting underway at 6. Florida Atlantic and Michigan State on the Big Ten Network. So we got some Florida representation there. Elon and Duke at 6:30 on the ACC Network. Western Michigan and Wisconsin at 8 o'clock on FS1. And the late game is probably going to be the best one, if I had to assume. On ESPN, it's going to be TCU and Stanford. Both of those teams have been quite unfortunate as of recently. But that means it could be in an ugly matchup in a good way. Maybe a bit competitive there. Alrighty, 5:13. Let's get into our actual pressing headlines before we continue with our first quick check at the roads and weather. Had former President Trump holding a rally in Pennsylvania today with just 67 days until Election Day. He'll then head to Washington, D.C. to make an appearance at a National Moms for Liberty Summit. And meanwhile, VP Kamala Harris has no public events on the schedule today.
Guess what was just announced today?
What's that?
And I think this is really amazing. You know how Harris did her little sit down with Dana Bash. Rules not a fair and balanced interview, but they did the interview. Ready? Trump's coming up on Wednesday night, 9 o'clock with Sean Hannity, a sit-down town hall.
Really?
Live stuff.
Mm.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and I'm interested to see what Hannity asks him as well, because I don't know if he's going to hand him softballs or if he's going to grill him.
No, he's going to. They've done so many interviews over the years together. They've got this synergy. It'll be an interview of respect, but it'll be a definite interview of give me the answers.
Well, and if it is that way, who knows? Well, we'll see if that can shift any public opinion for Trump there.
I'm looking forward to that one. I really am.
Yeah, I hope it is one of substance.
Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. That could be Eastern. Probably 8 Central.
Okay. Well, we'll figure that out as we get closer to it, because we'll be reporting on it. Either way, next week on Wednesday, Trump and Hannity there. 5:15, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, my goodness, still got some heavy backups on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound, passing over Pine Forest Road. Got some backups over there. Also have some on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing Palafox Street. And then on Pine Forest Road itself, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. So just that entire area is a mess. Then we've got Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That's still giving you some minor issues, as it typically does at this hour. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time, though. As for the weather, it's WEAR Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum. Alan, what is going on, my man?
The weather around here will be similar right on through the Labor Day weekend holiday. Look for about a 40% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm each day. Sun and clouds, warm and humid. Highs are going to run in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows mainly down in the 70s. Few spots in the tropics, but I'm not worried about them at this time. We'll keep you updated. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Yeah, he's talking about those tropics, and really need to play this one out here for you. National Hurricane Center forecasters are confirming this afternoon an area of disturbed weather moving west over the western Gulf of Mexico this weekend or early next week. What we're talking about, it is a low. Let me define it as that. We're talking Texas, West Louisiana. If you use a line, say New Orleans, and just go south with it, everything west of that is going to be kind of a wet type thing. Mm. We're on the fringe, but we're not going to get any of that. So, and it's not even a tropical depression or anything. It's a low front. A lot of rain coming to that section. So if you're doing the 10 freeway out west from New Orleans, you might run into some weather.
Perhaps.
From that side. But don't worry about that. That system, by the way, is being monitored over the next several days with landfall, like I said, projected South Texas, West Louisiana. Now, there is another tropical wave forecasters are tracking in the Atlantic, not showing any signs of development until it reaches the Bahamas in about 7 days. But you heard Adam Strum say it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry
Nothing's
about it right
happening
now.
Out there. I'm taking it to the bank with you, Alan.
We also have an update on Escambia County's Wedgewood Community Center. This is something we touched on a little while back because, of course, there was a fatal shooting that killed two people and injured five others last month, and it was a matter of, okay, well, when is this going to be reopened? Well, we've gotten our answer. It's going to reopen next week. Of course, after the shooting, the county took control of the center and closed it down. But it's going to reopen on Tuesday, and after-school programs will start back up in January.
Yeah, if you're thinking about maybe using the airport to get out of town, we had a great guy in here on Thursday, Todd Payne, Pensacola International's assistant airport director. He did appear with us live on News Radio 92.3, and he says operations looking pretty darn good out there. Nothing really backed up. I did pull some flights up for you. I always like to give listeners an opportunity. If you have to pick somebody up out of Pensacola International, let me just tell you about some flights of concern moving into the 5 o'clock hour. There was a flight coming up out of Nashville at Southwest 2685. It was to touch down at 520. Look for that flight to hit Pensacola closer to 6 o'clock this afternoon. There's also a Spirit flight coming up out of Orlando, 2892. Usually it touches down about 5:20. It's been delayed to almost 6 o'clock as well. And there's one other flight of concern coming out of DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth. 6:55 touchdown time from American 1996. That has been delayed until about 7:20 this evening. So that's the latest from the airport. So if you heard any of those flights and you have to get out there to pick somebody up, you may have a few minutes you can kind of work around and ease off a bit before you have to rush out there.
Very well. Just about 5:19, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, we got book publishers. They're going after Florida's literature restrictions for school libraries. We'll see what that's about and a bit more as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The most famous verse in all the Bible is famous for several reasons. It's famous because it's rich with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's famous because it models godly giving in an amazingly sacrificial way. It's famous because it explains the way to heaven as well as the avoidance of eternal hell. Have you figured out which verse I'm talking about? If you thought John 3:16, then you're right. It powerfully states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you've never confessed your sin and called on Christ to save you, I urge you to trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market, Combs of Honey, is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
You know, Jake Walker is a fella I've done this show with before, and he used to do pep talk and stuff. Very well liked amongst the News Radio 92.3 community, from what I could tell. And I remember he said, you know, some of the songs that we just have on here, some of the bumper music we're working with, it's just very low quality. That sounded like it. That sounded like a perfect example of what Jake was talking about.
Well, you are airing out some laundry today.
Well, what I mean is, he said it on air, so I'm not.
So that makes it okay.
Yeah, so I'm not telling him, and I'm not repeating anything he hasn't already said. But he's like, yeah, you know, some of these songs just the sound quality could be better, and that was one of them. So. Apologies for that. Anyway, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
You're bold. Let me tell you.
Just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, let's see. I don't appear to have too much going on the roads that we haven't already been touching on. I-10, if you're traveling eastbound, passing over Pine Forest Road, traveling in the direction of Highway 29, still got some very severe backups there, pushing you back up past 9 Mile Road. Speaking of 9 Mile, if you are traveling, this is going to be westbound, approaching Palafox Street. We've still got some backups in that area as well. Then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of these few spots, there's not too much on the roads holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's WEAR's chief meteorologist, Alan Strom.
The weather around here will be similar right on through the Labor Day weekend holiday. Look for about a 40% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm each day. Sun and clouds, warm and humid. Highs are going to run in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows mainly down in the 70s. Few spots in the tropics, but I'm not worried about them at this time. We'll keep you updated. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. You know, I wanted to touch on this. I had it in our we'll touch on it in a minute because I said I was gonna tackle this when we got back. Book publishers are going after Florida's literature restrictions for school libraries. A lawsuit was filed yesterday by several prominent authors and at least six companies, including Penguin Random House and Macmillan Publishers. The group is going after a state law that prohibits materials depicting sexual conduct in classrooms or school media centers. The case claims that the legislation violates the First Amendment and accuses school districts of imposing a regime of strict censorship. The Florida Department of Education is calling the lawsuit a stun, saying there are no books banned in the state. Meanwhile, the publishers claim hundreds of books have been banned from classrooms.
All right. 527. News Radio. 92.3.
Chris is like, Ryan, moving Austin on. Bryce.
But, you know, it kind of spurs something here. We kind of dive into the subject of diving.
Gotcha.
You get what I'm talking about. Anyway, diving just got a little more safer with upgrades coming to Navarre. This is a pretty good story here I wanted to pass, especially if you're a diver. Navarre Beach Fire Rescue in its final steps of training before being fully certified as a dive rescue team. Navarre Beach Fire Rescue Chief Danny Fure says there's no really negatives to this whole program. No cost to county taxpayers. Gives them another tool to help save lives. The team received certification funding. This happened in early August. Got a new fire rescue boat in July and are now doing open water dives. You see, things are going pretty good for these guys over there.
Yeah.
Chief says they'll assist Midway and Holly Navarre fire districts as well. Funding for the program came from state appropriations and local donors. So,
excellent.
Nice. A dive rescue team. That's needed it.
Yeah.
Good job, Navarre.
Yeah, that's some good news there. Now, this is what I wanted to touch on. Because it was just kind of, you know, on the script, it was kind of in the back of my mind, but it was a trending issue today, and we have multiple flat screens in here, and one of them was just showing it on the news. We have an NHL star for the Columbus Blue Jackets, Johnny Gaudreau. He and his brother Matthew were struck and killed in a bicycle accident involving an alleged drunk driver last night on the eve of their sister's wedding. So this is a very, of course, you know, unfortunate headline. Yeah. The family of the brothers said that they have lost two amazing humans, of course, in a statement to some local TV station. The family said that they are receiving everyone's messages of love and support and that they appreciate the continued thoughts and prayers. Let me tell you something. There is outrage over this online, and rightfully so. And someone really put it best. He said, it is infuriating to know that these two people have lost their lives and that a family has lost a brother, a husband, a father, whatever, a son. They've lost someone near and dear to them just because some idiot didn't take an Uber, you know? And it's so upsetting to hear something like that. So that's very unfortunate news.
Ready for UWF football?
Yeah, please. Thank you. Yes. Get us on a positive for this sports segment.
Well, it's coming up on Thursday against McKendree over at Penn Air Field on the campus of UWF, and it's a beauty. UWF debuts number 12 in the 2024 AFCA Division II preseason coaches poll. Well, the Argos are among three Gulf South Conference teams in that poll. Valdosta State at number 7. Go ahead, make your noise.
Yeah.
There you go. And Delta State at number 18. You did that last hour, I think it was. So Delta State, number 18. Catch News Radio 92.3's live Argo coverage beginning 6 p.m. Thursday night.
Yes, 6 p.m. or 5:30. We don't know yet.
Will Kennedy will be.
Will Kennedy, nonetheless,
masterfully calling that game.
Yeah, we'll be calling the game. And the game starts at 6. I think we're still getting word on Will to see if he is covering that starting at 5:30 with some pregame coverage or if we're just taking over right at 6.
He likes to do those pregames, doesn't he?
Typically, he does. So if he's doing it like he normally does, if I'm not mistaken, it will be 5:30. But
you know why he says that? He calls them handles. And I spoke to him up over at the field last season, I think it was.
Right.
And he says, you know, it's not a complete package unless you have an opening and a close. You know what I like to do? I like to do that pregame. I like to do the postgame as well. Kind of gives you a package effect for the product you're broadcasting. So Will's a great broadcaster, and he'll do a great job on that game.
Yeah, Will was actually a professor of mine at UWF.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he was pretty good at that, too. Speaking of 5:30, though.
How'd you do in his class?
Oh, I did good. I did great in college. I graduated from UWF, cum laude, as they say it erroneously. But nonetheless,
boy, that's how it is. I'm learning so much stuff about you a week and a half into this thing, and I'm getting scared.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Fox News break coming up.
I'm Jack Callahan. Millions of people are hitting the skies and the highways for the last long summer weekend.
According to AAA, Labor Day domestic travel is up 9% compared to last year. Some of the most popular destinations this year include New York, Chicago, and San Francisco.
That's Bailey O'Connor of Fox 2 in the Bay Area. The Transportation Security Administration expects to screen 17 million people this weekend. Former President Trump held a campaign rally in Battleground, Pennsylvania today. Just before taking the stage, he gave Fox's Brian Yenes his critique of the vice president's first campaign interview.
It was a low-energy performance. To take all of that time and get ready for that kind of an interview. It was a softball interview. I really think that probably, if you look at it, it was not considered a big success.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Ahead of a long holiday weekend, stocks closed out the week and month with a positive Friday session. The Dow Industrials rose 228 points to notch yet another fresh closing high. The S&P 500 jumped 56, or 1%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite leaped nearly 200 points. The broad S&P has now recorded four straight monthly advances. Several technology issues rallied, including Intel, shares of which soared 9.5%. A Bloomberg report indicates the chip maker has been discussing various scenarios with investment bankers, including a split of its product design and manufacturing businesses and what factory projects potentially might be scrapped. A Wall Street Journal report this afternoon said Goldman Sachs will cut as many as 1,800 employees as part of a planned 3-4% staff reduction. The cuts follow the bank's annual performance review process. The report says the cuts will take place across Goldman's business units, though some departments will see deeper cuts than others. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America N.A.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events. Family gatherings. And staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizon. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Anything short of making the college football playoff this year for Marcus Freeman and James Franklin would be a failure. They both have tricky week one games with Penn State visiting West Virginia and Notre Dame heading to Texas A&M. It's go time for the Nittany Lions and the Fighting Irish, and having week one jitters is unacceptable, so both better get off to a strong start on Saturday. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my superhydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Superhydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time, with these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go?
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. There doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here. Maybe still some backups if you're traveling eastbound on I-10, passing 9 Mile Road and Pine Forest Road, so it does reach for a little ways there. That's probably the worst-looking spot on the roads currently, though. Outside of that, there may just be some slight congestion on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, or Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound heading towards Glover Lane, but even that is very minor. As for the weather, we got WEAR's Alan Strum.
The weather around here will be similar right on through the Labor Day weekend holiday. Look for about a 40% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm each day. Sun and clouds, warm and humid. Highs are going to run in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows mainly down in the 70s. Few spots in the tropics, but I'm not worried about them at this time. We'll keep you updated. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay, 5:37, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price in here with you. Tourist Development Council did something interesting on Thursday. Heard a pitch proposing $90 million for an indoor sports facility over at Ashton-Brosnahan Park, including Bay Center upgrades. And that, let me tell you, Bay Center needs the upgrades on that side.
Oh, for sure.
Here's the numbers, just breaking it down for you. $60 million goes to the proposed Brosnahan Complex, $30 million to the upgrades to the Bay Center, with funding coming from tourism tax dollars. Look for the TDC to call for a special meeting addressing those proposals.
Huh.
They got some big plans for Brosnahan. You ever go out? I remember for the past couple of years, we've had the SEC in town. Soccer, the women's soccer tournament.
Yes, we have.
Usually happens in October, November, or something like that.
I'll take your word for it.
But anyway, I go out there, and it's amazing. It's packed. I mean, just it's packed. Brosnahan is actually, I think, maybe outgrown the need. You know, I mean, there's a lot of need for these things, and they need a better facility. Mm. Not that it's not good now, because it's a good one. But with a $60 million in upgrades for Brosnahan.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Also, just keeping with, you were talking about sports facility, keeping with the sports theme. We got high school football on tonight, of course. It's Friday Night Lights. Come on. I am wearing an ESPN hat, And some of you may be wondering why. It's because shortly before the show ends, I'm going to be booking it to Booker T. Washington. Yes, the pun was intended. I hope you laughed. And I will be in the booth with Jeremy for the Wildcats facing the West Florida Tech Jaguars there.
Who's favored?
I have no clue. I would assume West Florida. If I had to guess, I'd say West Florida. But I have no clue. But I will say I was disappointed in Milton last night, and that's coming from a guy who went to their rival, Pace. Mm-hmm. Man, 16-7 against against Pensacola last night. What are we going to do there?
Early in the season. Hold on.
Yeah, slow your roll. Hold
on. Got a long way to go here.
Yeah, some of the other games we got tonight, Chris, you handed me a sheet here. I'll pull this up. We also got Escambia and Niceville. That's going to be a great one. Those are two of the best teams in this area, probably not named Catholic. We got Tate and Gulf Breeze. I think that's going to be pretty competitive as well. Navarre and Choctaw. Choctaw has struggled, I want to say, recently, but Navarre didn't look too hot against Pensacola Catholic last week. Speaking of Catholic, they are hosting the Pace Patriots. Pace was pretty good last year, kind of had a squeak by, I think, who was it? Mary G. Montgomery? It was a out-of-town team. But it was an overtime victory for the Pats there, and they face the Catholic Crusaders. And then Pine Forest and Daphne. Man, those out-of-state schools can be kind of troublesome. But Daphne, I don't know how good or bad they are.
Because we don't track them. We really don't know what their track record is or who their key player. The coaches do and the teams do, but as normal fans, kind of left out on that one.
Also, Jay, got to give a shout out to the Royals here. They crushed Freeport last night, 34-6. Now, I have no beef with Freeport. However, my ex-girlfriend, who I've talked about before, she was not very kind to me. She is a Freeport alum. So,
and that's why she's your ex.
So, tip of the cap to the Royals there. Remind
us, single guys, just driving me crazy.
Reminding those Freeport folks who's in charge. No, but in all seriousness, the loaded high school slate tonight should be several good games there. And hopefully, as I said, you can tune into our game. Booker T. Washington hosting the West Florida Jags. That is going to be on ESPN Pensacola. Coverage starts at 7.
I tell you, Saturday is going to be a day.
Yes, it will.
If you've been waiting for college football, you couch potatoes, I know what you're going to be up to.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
I'm twirling my hair and kicking my feet right now, Chris. I can't wait.
One game that I'm interested in really not so much watching, but I'm curious about it. It's the Miami-Florida game tomorrow.
Right.
I think it's a 3 o'clock start, 2:30 Pensacola time.
Yeah, it's around 2:30. Like, we are airing that on ESPN Pensacola. We're covering tomorrow. Yes.
Right.
That coverage starts at around 2-ish.
2:30? I think it's 2:30.
I thought 2:30 was the kick, but I want to say our coverage started at 2. That's what was reported. I promise we're professionals. We do know how to do our jobs here, but our memories suck. So we'll get back to you on that.
It's going to be a good game. I will tell you that. And you are picking?
I've got Miami. Now listen, we can't talk about Miami for too long because I will take them to the cleaners. Miami, their fans do not deserve if you're a Florida State fan or a Florida fan, you may think they deserve it. I don't. Miami fans have been wronged by their program for the last 20 years. And the only reason they're projected to do so good this year is because they've got an easy schedule. If they lose to Florida, I think that's going to be kind of foreshadowing. Even though Florida's tricky in Gainesville to start the year, I think that's going to be foreshadowing that Miami's in for another forgettable season.
It's been crickets down in Gainesville with Billy Napier. I'm not hearing
much. I've heard a lot of people calling for his head.
Tell me about the philosopher. Because if you ever do one of his pressers, you will be bored a lot of times. He gets into a lot of philosophy, and people say, let's talk about the game. How about it? Come on, let's hear about the game.
Right.
Anyway, Napier, is he on the line this year?
You mean in the hot seat?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's in one of the hottest he's in one of the hottest seats in America. If he makes a bowl, though, I'd give him another chance. I think if Florida, they are on the verge, I think, of having, if they have a losing season this year, which is quite possible, they will tie their longest streak ever of consecutive losing seasons. 4. They've had 3 so far. I believe that is the statistic. So Florida's in trouble of being historically bad.
Is recruiting their problem?
I don't know how good of a recruiter he is. I just know that the team collapsed last year. And they had a tough stretch to end last year.
Yes, they did.
but they've got an even tougher one now. So if you're a Florida fan, my condolences. Just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and
Listen,
weather.
He doesn't drive the blue convertible Volkswagen. Stay away from that one.
Don't tell him what I drive, Chris. If you're traveling eastbound on I-10, passing over Nine Mile Road, we've got some long-reaching congestion in that area. It's not too severe, at least not for very far, but the congestion as a whole does reach for a little bit. Outside of that, very happy to say that there's not too much holding you up on the roads at this time. I think I may have just beaten Alan Strum today as far as how long our updates take. But speaking of Alan, what's the weather looking like, my man?
The weather around here will be similar right on through the Labor Day weekend holiday. Look for about a 40% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm each day. Sun and clouds, warm and humid. Highs are going to run in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows mainly down in the 70s. Few spots in the tropics, but I'm not worried about them at this time. We'll keep you updated. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your First Warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. All righty. Meant to touch on this last hour. Wall Street closing higher to wrap up a volatile month. Stocks rose after the Federal Reserve's primary inflation gauge showed price pressures continued to cool in July. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Index rose 0.2% for the month in line with forecasts, which, by the way, that means experts... The experts say we should see inflation cool eventually. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 228 points to 41,563, and the S&P 500 rose 56 points to 5,648, and the NASDAQ climbed 197 points to 17,713. Markets will be closed Monday for Labor Day.
Just to remind folks, Jerome Powell, if you're not really familiar with who I'm speaking about, chairman of the Fed, he's pretty much adamant saying, September, they're going to adjust those rates. That means a lot, especially in the home arena, whether you're buying or selling. It's a borrowing power thing. So we'll have to see just how much. Quarter, half point, only Jerome knows. And he's not fudging on that one. But at least there's going to be some movement. They do see that now they're in the range of where they can make these adjustments. Let me tell you, if you are into the market of maybe buying or selling a home, let me give you some numbers. Rates moving slightly higher today. The numbers, Mortgage News Daily reporting the 30-year fixed rate, 6.41%. That's slightly up from 6.37%. 15-year rate, 5.95%, up from 5.92%.
Wow. Let me ask you this, Chris. Did you ever watch Good Times?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
You mean with Jimmy?
Yeah.
The guy was Jimmy?
P.J. Walker? J.J. Walker.
Yeah, yeah.
J.J. Walker.
Yeah.
P.J. Walker. P.J. Walker.
Was it the guy with dynamite, right?
Yeah.
Dynamite.
Yeah. Jimmy J.J. Walker, I think his name was, is. He's still alive.
Yes, he is. He does commercials, actually.
Yeah, he does. He and Joe Namath, I think, they're the ones.
Medicare, I think Medicare number.
What is it called?
If you're changing your Medicare policy, because they dial is 1-800.
It's old celebrities with iconic sayings. So yeah, he was saying it could be dynamite, then Joe Namath, you'll be happy you called. I guarantee.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, whatever, Joe.
And the big teeth.
Yeah, the $1 million smile.
That's right.
But anyway, getting back to why I mentioned Good Times. Longtime TV actress Betty A. Bridges has passed away. She was 83 years old. Her breakout role was on Good Times as the character Charlene, also known as the Wiggler. She was also known for her roles on ER, Two Broke Girls, Lou Grant, and Hill Street Blues. Bridges died in Phoenix at the home of her son, Different Strokes star Todd Bridges. Small world, right? Well, not small world. What are the odds, right? She was reportedly in hospice care at Todd's home when she passed away. So very upsetting news there. Just about 5:49. We'll take a quick break when we return. I mentioned last hour that we've got a couple of headlines here regarding people committing just very strange crimes. I touched on one of them last hour. I'll touch on one of them coming up after this break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how.
with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I'm always stuck up in a daydream. I can't focus on the other team. I hunted you all day and night. Now I'm ready for a fight. This is war. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is war.
There is only one thing I know this song from. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. You know, obviously it's a children's book series, but it was also a movie series, and it was very popular. Greg Kinney, I think, is the name of the guy who wrote, or Jeff Kinney. He wrote Diary of a Wimpy Kid. God only knows how much money that guy's worth. Either way, that's neither here nor there. But no, that song, This Is War by Ben Queller, it was in the movie, and I still remember the scene because it was like Roderick took like his diary from Greg or whatever, and like ran off with it, and while he's chasing him down and trying to like get his diary back or whatever and chasing Roderick and all that, that song's playing. Anyway, what significance does that serve? None. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:52 here. Before we get one final quick check of the roads and weather, mentioned we got some weird crimes here. This is just, it's weird with how convoluted it is, and that was the case last hour. Police arrested a Northern California man for stealing more than 6,000 gift cards from Target. Yubo Tian was reportedly caught red-handed during a police operation aimed at stopping theft in stores called Operation Hot August Nights. I don't know why it was called that. Sacramento County Sheriff's Office deputies saw him swapping out gift cards with new ones and then arrested him as he was leaving the store. He stole about 70 from that Target on Madison Avenue. They found 6,500 more gift cards in his car, which could have been worth millions of dollars depending on the amounts loaded onto them. According to the department, the value could potentially be between $40,000 to $3.1 million. So quite a wide range here. He's facing multiple felony charges, including organized retail theft, tampering with electronic access cards, and conspiracy. Officials believe he is part of a large theft group from China. So that's where you really have the twist. He steals thousands of gift cards of all things, and then they tie him to a large theft group from China as if this is just some huge conspiracy.
I thought gift cards, you had to activate them. Go through the cashier, then they activate, put dollar values on there, and then you take the card out the door and do whatever you have to do.
I don't believe so.
I mean, well, because, you know, when you go to a check cashier or whatever, and you go, like, if you want a Visa card and you want to give it for a gift for $50.
Right.
Well, you give the cashier the money, and then they swipe the card and they load it up.
Right.
But they've got thousands of cards laying around stores, you know, up in racks and stuff, but they're not loaded.
Yeah.
They haven't been loaded with any money on them.
I don't know. Maybe that
how
is
did
how
that
it works.
Happen?
I don't know. Because at this point, I mean,
what was the thing they call it? Hot August Nights? Is that what it was?
Yeah, Operation Hot August Nights.
Okay, you know what that is? That's from a Neil Diamond album.
Oh, I'm not a Neil Diamond fan.
Oh, come on. Oh, behave.
But you know what? You bringing that up does keep the pop culture theme here, so I'll carry on with that. Actually, no, I won't. It's almost 5:55. We'll get that last quick check at the roads and weather. Then we'll get to the box office preview.
There you go.
Anyway, looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty smooth sailing evening. Please don't make a liar out of me. Let's keep it that way. If you're traveling eastbound on I-10, passing over Pine Forest Road, we still have some backups there. Not too severe, but they do reach for a while. And speaking of Pine Forest, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we got some minor issues there. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up on the roads. As for the weather, we've had WEAR's chief meteorologist Alan Strum giving us updates. What's going on, Alan?
The weather around here will be similar right on through the Labor Day weekend holiday. Look for about a 40% chance for a shower or a thunderstorm each day. sun and clouds, warm and humid. Highs are going to run in the upper 80s to low 90s, with overnight lows mainly down in the 70s. Few spots in the tropics, but I'm not worried about them at this time. We'll keep you updated. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Now, I just wanted to touch this. I'm still monitoring. We're kind of locked into this board over at Pensacola International. They give me all the flight information that I can kind of dissect for you. I told you about a few, but there's a new flight that just popping up on the screen. Coming up out of Houston, Bush International, scheduled time. It's a later flight tonight, so I don't want you to have to go out to the airport and sit and wait for a flight that's late. So I'm going to give you the updated numbers on this one. It's a United flight, 1822, coming up out of Houston. Scheduled touchdown, 9:45. Now about 10:20 or so, so it's about a 35-minute time difference. So you don't have to waste any time. Just be aware that flight's running a little bit late out at PNS today.
All righty. And carrying on with our box office preview here, we got Deadpool and Wolverine taking first place, or it will take first place once again, despite several new releases. The Ryan Reynolds-led Marvel Studios film is expected to bring in $12 to $14 million in its sixth week of release. Meanwhile, Blumhouse's horror film Afraid made $400,000 from Thursday previews, while Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid, made $525,000. Also new this week is the thriller Slingshot, which is, from what I hear, a good film. I don't know. I'm not much of a moviegoer anyway, so it probably won't affect me. The Tyrese Gibson-led 1992 and a human trafficking film City of Dreams.
I am so excited about the date, September 6th.
Yes, we know why. Anyone who has listened to this show.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
Beetlejuice.
In the last 8 days.
I'm actually going to do it on the 7th. I told you why.
Yes.
Just let everybody do their first night stuff. And
yeah, I hate.
I'll slide in for a matinee.
I despise a full theater. I despise that. I would rather be in the theater by myself.
Hey, look, the lights are on at the baseball stadium over at Wahoo State. Look at them. They got the lights on out there. Why is that?
Don't stare.
Mississippi's in town. they'll throw the first pitch, 6:05. Last time you get a chance to see Mississippi in those uniforms.
Right, that is true.
They're bailing out of Jackson, or a bedroom community of Jackson, and they're moving the team to Georgia.
Yes. And
I'm wondering if it's going to maintain the Braves name.
That's the thing. You know? Whether or not they will keep that name does remain to be seen.
Smart if they do.
Since you brought up sports, I will give a quick score update here, because we actually have had several scores be unleashed here in this Army-Lehigh game. Lehigh has the ball, and they're at their own 25. 10 minutes to go into second quarter. Army up 14-7, so they've just kind of traded some touchdowns here and there. We also got Temple and Oklahoma getting underway on ESPN at the top of this hour. Same with Florida Atlantic and Michigan State getting underway on the Big Ten Network. Later, it'll be Elon and Duke on the ACC Network at 6:30, Western Michigan and Wisconsin at 8 o'clock on FS1, and TCU Stanford at 9:30 on ESPN.
Okay, you heard Alan Strum talking about it. No, really, any problems in terms of tropical storms that we have to deal with. National Hurricane Center forecasters are confirming an area of disturbed weather moving west over the western Gulf of Mexico this weekend or early next week. I just want to point this one out here. It is, draw that line, New Orleans south, take it to the west, and that's where the most of the weather is going to be.
Right.
Really nothing to affect us at all. So it's looking pretty good this Labor Day. Go out there and be safe.
Absolutely. And also, when it just comes to things in the community and being out and about, it looks like, we touched on this earlier this hour, but I want to reinforce this just in case you weren't listening earlier. It looks like Escambia County's Wedgewood Community Center will be reopening next week. It's been closed since the fatal shooting that killed 2 people and injured 5 others last month. After the shooting, the county took control of the center and closed it down due to security concerns. You probably heard us touching on this previously about, like, oh, when are they going to reopen it? Well, it'll reopen on Tuesday, and after-school programs will start back up in January.
I remembered what the index I was talking about, the mortgage rates, and Jerome Powell getting ready to in September to make the adjustments on those rates.
Right.
It's called the personal consumption expenditures, and I should have known this, but I'll call it a senior moment if you don't mind, because this is really this particular index closely watched by the Fed, and it was a very important number. It was positive. Everything's good. So September, we're going to see some movement in terms of Jerome Powell and his band of gypsies at the central bank making those rate adjustments.
That's an interesting way to put it.
And I say that in jest.
Yes. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Hour number two in the books. Hour number three coming up as we give you one last rundown of everything happening in your world this week and send you off into your Labor Day weekend. Stay tuned.